Hi everyone, and welcome to Stigma Busters. If you are unfamiliar, NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness, the nation's largest grassroots mental health organization dedicated to building better lives for the millions of Americans affected by mental illness. NAMI advocates for access to services, treatment, supports, and research, and is steadfast in its commitment to raise awareness and build a community for hope for all those in need. But more importantly, Nottingham County is your local contact for information on mental illness. We provide education, support, and advocacy for people living with a mental illness, the family and friends that support them, and the Wood County community. So, with all that being said, the goal of Stigma Busters: educate the Wood County community about mental health related issues. So this will include conversations with both mental health professionals and advocates in Wood County that will address stereotypes on mental health disorders, how family and friends can help their loved ones, the impact of policy change, and more. But most importantly, we will talk with people about their own journey to recovery. We believe the value of lived experience is crucial to recovery. And at NAMI Wood County, we pride ourselves in not only having the educational experience, but also the lived experience. Meaning we live with a mental health condition, have a loved one who is diagnosed with a mental illness, or for some of us, even both. Mental health can and will affect all of us, but we still don't talk about it enough. So join Stigma Busters at NAMI Wood County, your local voice on mental illness, in the fight to address stigma and educate our community one episode at a time.
Grief is a natural human response to the loss of a loved one, and it can show in many ways. Grief moves in and out of stages from disbelief and denial to anger and guilt to finding a source of comfort to eventually adjusting to the loss. On today's episode, I'm joined by Maren Simon of Hospice of Northwest Ohio to discuss how we can learn how to talk about death and dying, how to support our loved ones who have recently lost someone, and how the stigma around suicide and overdose deaths affects us all. Join us on Stigma Busters.
Before we dive into today's podcast, we want to share a disclaimer with our audience. The content we share on Stigma Busters can be triggering and upsetting to individuals at times. If you are experiencing thoughts of self-harm or suicide, please call the Wood County Crisis Line at 419-502-HOPE. Or you can dial the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 988. You can also text NAMI to the Crisis Text Line at 741-741, and you'll be connected to a crisis counselor. Remember, you are not alone and help is here. Well, thank you for joining today. I'm happy to have you come in and talk about the work that you do at Hospice of Northwest Ohio, and then also just about grief and loss, because I feel like it's a really important subject.
It sure is.
That isn't always talked about. So to start off, why don't you introduce yourself? Tell the listeners how long you've been in the field and with Hospice.
Yeah, so my name is Maren Simon. I work as the Bereavement Team Coordinator with Hospice of Northwest Ohio. I graduated with my MSW in 2019, so going on 5 years, and have been at Hospice ever since, actually. So I kind of always knew I wanted to work specifically with older people, just demographically, and specifically in Hospice, and actually kind of stumbled into what I would call like my dream job by ending up in the bereavement realm of Hospice upon graduation. So right out of grad school, I've been in bereavement ever since, and really, really love what I do. So yeah.
That's great. And that really just worked out so nicely.
It did. Yeah. Strange how that happens. But yeah, I had done my internship with Hospice of Northwest Ohio as a graduate student. So was there for a year, and thankfully this bereavement position opened up, and I think I've just really come to find that it's definitely a niche, which I think you find in social work anywhere, but a niche really enjoying working with people, which I know sounds strange because grief itself is not enjoyable. But really love being able to sit with people in their pain, and I'm not uncomfortable with that and can just lean into that and yeah.
No, that is really great because grief and loss and dying can be a really difficult subject. A lot of people don't really like talking about death, dying. It's really hard to talk in that space. Yeah. So, you know, it's kind of your niche, right? Something that you're used to talking about. How would you recommend people become more comfortable with talking about that?
Yeah, it is so challenging because, like you said, it's an uncomfortable topic. I mean, even somebody like myself who's so used to talking about it every day, I can get uncomfortable sometimes. Or even kind of like if I step outside of my professional role, even in personal settings, I can get uncomfortable. So I think it's a natural response that we can have because in our society, such a taboo topic. We don't talk about death. We don't see death and dying happen. So when you work in hospice, you get a little so used to that, that it's kind of like everyday life, like that happens. But finding ways, if you yourself kind of like the everyday person looking to get comfortable with it, finding ways to, and again, it's stepping outside of your box a little bit to expose yourself to some of those things. I know one thing I've suggested to folks, and again, it's sad. You're going to expose yourself to painful, sad things if you're wanting to get more comfortable with just being around it. There was a documentary in partnership with PBS that came out, I want to say it might have been 2020, maybe 2021, called Speaking Grief. And it kind of interviewed different people who had personal grief experiences. So they're talking about the loss of this person or that person. And then it also incorporated some like grief experts. So like Megan Devine, the author of It's Okay That You're Not Okay, is in that book or in the documentary. But it gives a really good overview of just like understanding grief. It demystifies it a little bit. I think it makes it less scary. It's still very sad. Like we're not going to be able to circumvent the fact that it's sad. But just getting more comfortable with like, this is going to be everyone's experience. Like if we're honest with ourselves, like every person is going to have to go through with that. It's to some extent. And maybe it's going to look differently, but so exposing yourself to things like that, that's like probably the most accessible thing anyone has because not everyone's going to feel comfortable. Like go volunteer at hospice and get some, but if you feel comfortable doing that, I would highly recommend, or, you know, I work with a lot of students, like social work students or counseling students who come and shadow a grief support group. And a lot of times it's because either they're being encouraged by a professor or they're encouraging themselves to step outside of their comfort zone and be exposed to something that they're not used to help kind of break that ice of, ooh, this is uncomfortable, I don't know. Yeah.
I feel like we run into that a lot, too, in, like, the mental health space where people don't want to necessarily talk about it. It's very uncomfortable. And that's a lot of what we share, too, is just educating yourself, learning more about it, exposing yourself to the subject matter in one way or another.
Right.
And it can be really hard for people to kind of step out of that box.
It's probably the hardest part.
It is.
Is that first step?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I was just about to say that. The first step is the hardest.
It is.
Yeah. And I think that that's a really good message to share. It's just, you just have to step out of your comfort zone to do that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So one thing too, that kind of, I feel like intersects with mental health and with death and dying are when it comes to suicide loss or with the death of overdoses. So typically there's a stigma attached to that. A lot of people, if they have a loved one that's died by suicide or died from overdose, they don't always like to talk about it. They like to avoid that subject matter. So have you ever encountered that type of stigma in your type of work? And and then along with that, how can people better kind of cope with that and grief with that? Because, you know, they don't want to necessarily deal with that loss necessarily, or they like to avoid talking about that. But how can people be more open to talking about that type of death?
So, I mean, first to just speak to the stigma, it's certainly something that I've seen and probably am not even seeing as much as it actually exists just because of the stigma and that then being a barrier to people actually coming into grief services to seek some kind of support. So by that I mean people who are grieving the loss of someone due to suicide or due to drug overdose or any number of things kind of falling under that umbrella. So I'm probably not even seeing as much as there really is. But from what I have seen, I think about even the language that we use around it. So you used, you know, die by suicide, which is what I'm always, you know, advocating for. But I'll even see it in the bereaved themselves, because again, it's just the societal language that we use. They committed suicide. And you hear in that immediately the stigma that we place on as a society. It's something that somebody did, a choice they made, that kind of thing. And that can be so harmful, so painful for people, can be a huge barrier to their own grief process, how they process their feelings about things, but then also how other people perceive their process. So some of what I've done in the few people I can think of that I've worked with is like helping them kind of change that language, but then also what that does for themselves. Like, they died by suicide, and it's very complicated, but even just that little shift, I've seen how that can change things for folks. But one of the challenges that I've seen in the work that we do is the support that somebody needs when they've experienced that kind of loss, needing to be around other people who have also experienced that loss. And this goes for like any type of similar type losses. So like a support group, if it is your spouse who died and you go to a group that, you know, could be of anybody, you might not relate to everybody because they're not going to have some of those same thoughts, some of those same feelings, experiences. Like, they might not know what it's like to go home at night and you're just cooking for yourself and how hard it is to cook for one person, which I know is a simple example, but I've had people that really struggle with that. Or, you know, I'm now spending my evenings alone or my weekends alone or you name it. So I'm thinking of the folks that we've had either call us before or seek our counseling services that want to be in a group. But for them, as somebody who lost somebody to suicide or drug overdose, being with other people, that wasn't their experience. Or maybe the person died of something different but had, say, an addiction history to whatever it might have been. There are so many nuances to that, that if they were to be with other people who've experienced that same thing, beautiful things happen. To be able to like, oh, okay, that's not strange that I feel that way. That's okay that I feel that way. It's normal that I feel that way. But we just don't have enough spaces that are like that. Like, I can think of a few in our community. I think we're doing better over time, being able to give people those spaces. So they're actually with other people who understand there's unique qualities to that kind of loss that other people might not understand.
Yeah, no, that definitely makes sense, having that support system that's there, not only with, you know, having a grief support group, but also people who understand that type of loss, because we've worked with folks who have experienced suicide loss, and it feels very different. And I feel like, you know, you've talked about this before, is that every grief is a little bit different.
Yeah.
And it kind of goes the same way, where you want to be with people who can understand to some extent what you're going through.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I think about, like I said, and again, it's only been a few, and I think some of the reason is there's just a barrier to seeking those services. But I hear from those folks, there's a lot of guilt that they'll experience, like, well, what if I would have done this, or what if we would have gotten them this kind of help? Or I'm thinking of a few more recent folks that it's a drug addiction history related, and there can just be so much like internalized guilt that they're grappling with that other people aren't going to understand.
Right.
And there can be so much freedom, not just like working through it with a counselor, but hearing from somebody else that they do experience that. Or, you know, some people might not know what it's like to experience like deception or manipulation in a relationship, or all these kinds of, again, all those different nuances can be really, really challenging. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, I feel like that's a very odd way to end our conversation.
That's okay. Fine.
But yeah, I do appreciate you coming in and talking about the services that you offer, having this conversation just about grief and dying. I know it can be hard for people to understand, and I feel like this is a great opportunity to educate people on what, you know, is entailed with that and how they can kind of learn more. So if they want to learn more about your organization, where can they go to do that?
Yes. So a couple ways. First, our website. So if you feel comfortable with the computer or your phone, www.hospicenwo.org. So the NWO is Northwest Ohio. So yeah, hospicenwo.org. I believe there's a tab on there talks about like family or support, or you can even search in the search bar grief support and it takes you right to the page. So it'll tell you about our counseling, our groups, any other things we have going on. So like when it's the time of year that we're having our kids camp, you'll see kids camp stuff, or if it's the holidays, our holiday workshop that we have every year. So you can go on the website, or other good way to do it, call our main phone number, 419-661-4001, and you just ask to speak with anybody in the bereavement department, and our receptionists are really good about getting hold of one of us, and we can talk to you about what your questions are or what you're looking to get involved in. And I always like to reiterate, emphasize, our services are free of charge to anybody in the community, regardless of if you've ever had any connection to hospice whatsoever. You don't have to have insurance or anything. That's free of charge.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Maren.
Thank you.
This was a great conversation. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
To hear and learn about Maren's presentation, visit our NAMI Education Series page on our website at namiwoodcounty.org. Or if you want to learn more about Hospice of Northwest Ohio and all the services that they offer, visit hospicenwo.org.